Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 7:20 hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Mark Lieberstein. Mark, I need your website, please.
Sure. It's www.kilpatricktownsend.com.
All right. So check it out, folks. And Mark is an expert in the franchise industry, the legal issues associated, intellectual property issues associated with them. We're talking about building brand value through a franchise. One of the things that we're all having to do these days, Mark, as we are being extruded through this pandemic wormhole, as we come out of the other side, is we're all having to figure out how to pivot. That's the word that a lot of people are using. We're all having to do things differently because how we did business 6 months ago is probably going to be a whole lot different in the next 6 months from what it was 6 months ago. And the term pivot is being used a lot, as I said. Talk to us about how the franchise industry is pivoting right now.
It's actually a great segue from what we were just talking about with respect to the change in the product that we your salad, for example. This is where the relationship between the franchisor and franchisees is really crucial, because franchisees sometimes can teach franchisors what's better, what may work better, and hopefully convince the franchisor what may work, and hence the pivot to maybe a new product or a new service or a new way of delivering that service. And sometimes the franchisors can teach the franchisees what works better as well. Mm-hmm. And that's really what's happening right now. The relationships, you know, franchisors are now pivoting their franchisees. If you are just a brick-and-mortar location, whether it's a restaurant or some other service, franchisors are now allowing their franchisees to do delivery, to do curbside pickup, to do other means of delivering the product or the service. And that's a big thing, because probably when they did their franchise agreement, it wasn't in there. They were, you know, brick-and-mortar.
And without what has happened, you would never have convinced them to do something like that.
Exactly. And so what they're learning, and again, this is the relationship. This is the value. Will the brand, and the franchisor likely knows best probably how its brand is perceived in the marketplace, but the franchisee may know best in its local marketplace what the brand could do. Like, what would be acceptable to the consuming public for the brand in their locale? And if curbside or delivery or maybe coming to the house and providing us, a lot of the brands now are doing meal kits where there's, or chefs are going into houses to provide their food services, mm-hmm. and providing the quote restaurant experience in the house. All of those brands are pivoting to this new kind of delivery of their brand, their service, or their product. And the franchisees are hopefully providing some of, you know, gaining from the ability to do that pivot. Right. But all of that has to be approved. And you know, the relationship, again, between franchisor and franchisee sort of makes that happen. It just doesn't happen by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And brands are doing that stuff. Not all. It's not that easy to pivot. I don't want to give that impression. But in this pandemic, you know, the crisis that we're in, it's becoming a more important thing to be a little bit more flexible,
we've all had to do some things that we never thought we would do before. And sometimes you'll see a restaurant coming out with a new sandwich, and they'll say available in these markets, and they'll test it. They'll incubate it in 10 markets before they roll it out to the world. So as we wrap up, Mark, what is this a good time to go to consider buying a franchise or starting a franchise?
Ooh, that's a great question, and I got to tell you, it's kind of you can look at it two ways. There's one way to look at it and say, oh, my God, this is fantastic. Real estate is going down. It's cheaper than it's ever been because, let's face it, landlords are facing more vacancies than they've ever faced. And so it might be easier for a franchisee to open up now, right, and move into a location they probably never could have gotten into before the pandemic, but now they can. So in one respect, assuming you can get access to funds,
yeah,
which you may be able to get, yes, great time. But in another respect, if you're cash poor, you may not be able to get in.
It's not supposed to be easy to start a business, ladies and gentlemen. If it was monkeys, would be doing it. Hey, Mark, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
We'll see you next. Mark Lieberstein, ladies and gentlemen, with Kilpatrick and Thompson. Check out their website there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Before I do, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.